A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel sent us this one, the first proper deep dive in the DIY inventory series. The overview episode laid out the tiered system, and now we're building tier 1 from the ground up. The question is, what are the 20 to 30 items that stop 80% of common household projects from stalling? We're talking furniture assembly, shelving, cable management, minor repairs. And the wrinkle. This is for a home in Israel, where you're dealing with four different wall substrates: reinforced concrete, solid masonry, hollow block, and drywall. Daniel wants exact sizes, exact quantities, and a clear call on when to buy bulk versus when an assortment kit actually makes sense.
This is the episode where we stop being vague. No, keep some anchors around. We're going to give you a shopping list you can literally write down. But first we need to define what Tier 1 actually is, because it's not just a general hardware stash.
Tier 1 is a curated survival kit. It's the 20 to 30 items where, if you're missing one, the project stops. You're halfway through mounting a shelf on a hollow block wall, and the nylon plug just spins in the cavity because there's nothing behind it to grip. You need a universal anchor, and you don't have one. That's the gap. Tier 1 closes that gap for the most common jobs.
The Israeli wall situation is what makes this list specific. In a lot of countries, you've got timber studs and drywall, maybe some brick. Here you've got reinforced concrete, often etong or similar aerated blocks, solid masonry, hollow ceramic or concrete blocks, and drywall partitions. Each one demands completely different fixings. If you only stop for drywall, you're helpless the moment you hit concrete. If you only stop for concrete, you're overkill and frustrated on hollow block.
The list has to cover all four substrates with minimal overlap. And that's where the big trade-off of the episode comes in. Assortment kits versus bulk bags.
Let's put numbers on that trade-off right now. A typical assortment kit might give you 100 screws across 20 sizes, so maybe 5 of each. A 4x30mm wood screw in an assortment works out to about 30 agarot per screw. Buy a bulk pack of 100 of just that size, and you're down to about 10 agarot per screw. The assortment gives you coverage. The bulk pack gives you depth on the sizes you actually burn through.
The principle is, assortments for the oddball sizes you might need once a year, bulk for the 5 sizes you reach for every other weekend. And we're going to apply that logic to every category.
Starting with the most common category, screws. Here's exactly what sizes to stock and why.
Let's begin with wood screws. These are your workhorse for furniture assembly, attaching to softwood, general indoor use. The sizes that matter in Israel are 4x30, 4x40, and 4x60mm, all in bulk 100 packs. Then 5x50, and 5x70 in 50 packs, for heavier jobs like securing a benchtop or a thick shelf bracket into a wooden stud.
I want to pause on the 4x30 specifically. If you've ever assembled IKEA furniture and lost one of their provided screws, you know the pain. A 4x30 wood screw is the universal replacement for most flat pack hardware. An assortment kit gives you maybe 10 of that size. A bulk pack of 100 costs the same total and saves you a trip to the hardware store the next time you're building a cabinet. That's the exact logic of Tier 1.
The other thing, buy zinc plated or stainless, not raw steel. Raw steel screws will rust indoors within a year in Israel's coastal humidity. You don't need the premium brand here. Generic zinc plated from a reputable hardware supplier is fine.
Next, general purpose construction screws. These are the bigger siblings, 6x60, 6x80, and 6x100mm in 50 packs. These are for attaching to timber studs, plywood, or building a workbench. They've got a coarser thread than wood screws and often a self-countersinking head. You want the Torx or PosiDrive drive if you can get it. Phillips strips too easily at these sizes.
Here's a category people overlook. Short self-tapping screws, 3.5x12 and 3.5x16mm in 100 packs. These are for metal, to metal, or plastic to metal. Think mounting a network switch to a metal bracket, or securing a plastic cable tray to a metal frame. They cut their own thread as they go in.
Related but distinct sheet metal screws. 4x20 and 4x30mm in 50 packs. These have a sharper point and finer thread than general construction screws. They're for ductwork, thin metal enclosures, appliance repair. If your air conditioner duct has come loose from its flange, this is what you need.
Then the category that confuses people, self-drilling tech screws. These have a little drill bit tip that eliminates the need for pre-drilling, 5.5x25 and 5.5x38mm in 50 packs. They're for attaching to steel studs or thin sheet metal. In Israel, a lot of newer apartments use steel studs for interior partitions, and if you try to drive a regular screw into those, you'll just spin and curse.
The tech screw drills its own pilot hole and then taps its own thread. But you need an impact driver or at least a drill with decent torque. A 12-volt screwdriver won't cut it on steel studs.
To recap the screw drawer, 4x30, 4x40, 4x60 wood screws in 100 packs, 5x50 and 5x70 in 50 packs, 6x60, 6x80, 6x100 construction screws in 50 packs. The short self-tappers in 100 packs, sheet metal in 50 packs, tech screws in 50 packs, that's your screw foundation.
Now let's move to machine screws, nuts, washers, and locking hardware. This is the category that rescues you when an appliance foot falls off or a desk grommet loosens.
M4 and M5 are the universal adapter sizes for electronics and small brackets. You want M4x20, M4x30, M5x20, and M5x30mm, all in 50 packs. Stainless steel if you can, zinc-plated at minimum.
For each, you need matching hex nuts, flat washers, and spring washers, 50 packs of each. The flat washer distributes load so the nut doesn't dig into the material. The spring washer, the split ring type, provides tension to resist loosening. But here's the thing, spring washers are not great at actually preventing loosening under vibration. That's where nylon insert lock nuts come in.
The nylon insert lock nut has a little ring of nylon inside the top of the nut. When you thread it on, the nylon deforms around the bolt threads and creates friction. It doesn't back off. These are tier 1 for anything that vibrates. Washing machine feet, desk grommets, a ceiling fan bracket. You want M4, M5, and M6 nylon insert lock nuts, 20 to 50 of each depending on how much you tinker.
I'll say this, for machine screws and nuts, the no-name marketplace stuff is usually fine. The tolerances on M4 and M5 are loose enough that even cheap manufacturers hit them. Where you don't cheap out is on anything load-bearing. But we'll get to concrete screws.
One more thing in this category. If you're doing anything with electronics, get yourself some M3 machine screws too. M3x10 and M3x16 in 50 packs with matching nuts and washers. They're the standard for mounting circuit boards, SSDs, small brackets inside computers. Tiny, cheap, and absolutely project-stopping when you don't have them.
Now let's move to the fixings that actually hold things to your walls. Concrete, masonry, and drywall.
This is where the substrate problem really bites. Let's start with nylon expansion plugs for concrete and solid masonry. The three sizes you need, 6x30, 8x40, and 10x50mm, all in bulk 100 packs. The 6x30 is your everyday plug for curtain rods, light shelves, cable clips. The 8x40 handles medium shelving. The 10x50 is for heavier brackets.
Here's the critical distinction. These are for concrete and solid masonry only. If you put a standard nylon expansion plug in the hollow block, it has nothing to expand against. The cavity behind the face of the block is empty. The plug just spins. You drill the hole, tap the plug in, drive the screw, and the whole assembly rotates uselessly in the void.
Which is exactly the scenario Daniel described in his prompt. For hollow block, you need universal nylon anchors. These are designed with wings or a toggle mechanism that expands behind the cavity. 8x40 and 10x50mm in 50 packs. When you tighten the screw, the anchor collapses into a knot behind the wall surface. It's the difference between a shelf that holds and a shelf that pulls out of the wall the first time you put a book on it.
For heavy loads and concrete, above 15 kilograms, you skip plugs entirely and go to concrete screws. These are the blue screws you see in hardware stores, usually with a hex head. They cut threads directly into the concrete, no plug needed. You drill a hole with a masonry bit, then drive the screw in with an impact driver. The pull-out strength is up to 3 times what you get from a nylon plug.
The sizes, M8x7.5x72 and 7.5x92mm in 50 packs. Also M6x6, 0.3x50 for lighter concrete jobs. Now here's the safety warning. Do not use an M6 concrete screw for a TV mount. M6 concrete screws have a shear rating around 20 kilograms. A large TV on an articulated mount can exert much more than that in leverage. You want M8 or even M10 for anything heavy and cantilevered.
That's a misconception worth busting hard. People see concrete screw and assume they're all the same. They're not. M6 versus M8 versus M10 are completely different load classes. Using an M6 where you need an M8 is dangerous. The screw shears, the TV comes down, someone gets hurt.
For concrete screws, brand matters. Fisher, Hilti, or at least a known Israeli brand like Kynar. The metallurgy on generic concrete screws can be inconsistent, and you don't want to discover a brittle screw when you're talking it into reinforced concrete.
Four types for Tier 1. First, basic plastic expansion anchors, 4x20mm in 50 packs. These are for light loads under 5 kilos, towel bars, small pitcher frames. They're cheap and you'll use them constantly.
Second, metal self-drilling drywall anchors, 6x30mm in 30 packs. These screw directly into the drywall without pre-drilling and hold up to 15 kilos. Great for small shelves, coat hooks, bathroom accessories.
Third, Molly bolts, also called cavity anchors, in M4, M5, and M6 20 packs each. These are for heavier loads up to 25 kilos in drywall, mirrors, larger shelves, coat racks. You drill a hole, insert the anchor, and as you tighten the screw, metal wings collapse behind the drywall to create a large bearing surface.
I'll say it. Skip the cheap plastic toggle anchors you see in assortment kits. They're the avocado of wall anchors. Ubiquitous, rarely questioned, and they fail exactly when you finish the project and step back to admire it. Molly bolts are nothing for anything over 5 kilos in drywall.
Fourth, and this is a niche but important one for Israel, cavity anchors for hollow block that are rated for heavier loads than universal nylon anchors. If you're mounting a kitchen cabinet on a hollow block wall, you want metal cavity anchors, not plastic. The brand to look for is Fisher Duo Power or similar. They combine expansion and knotting in one anchor and work across multiple substrates.
The wall fixing decision tree is: identify your wall type, estimate your load, then pick the fixing. Concrete under 15 kilos? Nylon expansion plug. Concrete over 15 kilos? Universal nylon anchor or metal cavity anchor. Drywall under 5 kilos, plastic expansion anchor. Drywall 5 to 15 kilos, metal self-drilling. Drywall 15 to 25 kilos, that's the logic.
Now, let's cover nails, hooks, and brackets. The categories that feel old-fashioned but still solve real problems.
Common nails 2.5x50 and 3.1x75mm in 200-gram boxes. These are for rough framing, temporary holds, or attaching furring strips. They're not precision fasteners, but when you need to tack something in place while glue dries, nothing replaces them.
Brad nails, also called panel pins, 1.2x25 and 1.6x40mm in 100-gram boxes. These are for trim work, small woodworking, attaching thin back panels to cabinets. They've got a tiny head that leaves a nearly invisible hole.
Masonry nails, 3x40 and 4x60mm in 100-gram boxes. These are hardened steel nails you hammer directly into concrete or mortar joints. But, and this is important, they're only for light duty under 5 kilos. Attaching a furring strip to a concrete wall before plastering, or securing a small cable clip into a mortar joint. For anything structural, you use concrete screws. Masonry nails are tier 1 because they're fast and cheap for those specific light-duty jobs, but you need to know their limits.
If you try to hammer a masonry nail into reinforced concrete, you'll either bend the nail or chip the concrete. They work best in mortar joints between blocks, which are softer. And even then, they're not for anything load-bearing.
Hooks and eyes, 4x30 and 5x40mm screw eyes in 20 packs. Cup hooks, 3x20mm in 30 packs. These are for hanging tools on a pegboard, keys by the door, plants from the ceiling, cables under a desk. They're tiny, cheap, and you never think to buy them until you're holding a plant and staring at a bare ceiling.
Small corner braces, 25 by 25 and 40 by 40 millimeter in 10 packs. Mending plates, 50 by 100 millimeter in 5 packs. These are for reinforcing furniture joints, repairing a broken chair leg, or adding rigidity to a shelf. The corner brace is the unsung hero of furniture repair. When an IKEA cabinet starts to wobble, two corner braces on the back corners add years to its life.
They cost almost nothing. A 10-pack of 25 by 25 millimeter corner braces is maybe 12 shekels. That's the kind of tier 1 logic we're applying. The cost of not having it is a broken piece of furniture. The cost of having it is negligible.
Now, cable management hardware. This category is huge for anyone doing networking or home office setup, and it's where most people improvise badly.
Screw-mounted cable clips, 6, 8, and 10 millimeter diameters in 20 packs each. These are for routing network cables along baseboards or walls. The keyword is screw-mounted. Adhesive clips will fail on rough concrete or painted masonry within weeks, especially in Israel's summer heat. You drill a small hole, insert a 6mm nylon plug, and screw the clip in. It's permanent.
P-clips, 6, 8, and 10mm, in 20 packs. These are the metal or plastic loops that wrap around a cable and have a screw hole. They're for securing cables to walls, under desks, or inside cabinets. Much cleaner than zip-tying everything to random anchor points.
Cable ties, 100, 200, and 300mm lengths, in 100 packs. The 100mm is for small bundles inside a computer case. The 200mm is your general purpose tie for desk cable management. The 300mm is for bundling larger cable runs or securing things to poles. Buy black, not white. White cable ties yellow and become brittle in sunlight.
For permanent cable routing, you want adhesive and screw-mounted cable tie bases, 10 packs of each. The adhesive ones are fine for smooth surfaces like the underside of a desk. The screw-mounted ones are for walls and rough surfaces. You thread a cable tie through the base, bundle your cables, and pull tight. It's the cleanest way to run cables along a wall without visible clips every 10 centimeters.
Now, basic electrical consumables. This is the category that feels specialist, but absolutely belongs in Tier 1, because the items are tiny, cheap, and stop a project dead when missing.
Heat shrink tubing, 1.5, 3, and 6 millimeter diameters, 1 meter lengths of each. The 1.5 is for individual wire insulation. The 3 millimeter covers most solder joints and wire splices. The 6 millimeter handles thicker cables or bundling multiple wires. You need a heat gun or at least a hair dryer to shrink it. A lighter works in a pinch but leaves soot.
Electrical ferrules, 0.5, 1.0, and 2.5 square millimeter, 50 packs each. These are the little metal tubes you crimp onto the end of stranded wire before inserting it into a screw terminal. Without a ferrule, the screw terminal can cut individual strands, reducing the connection quality and creating a fire risk. With a ferrule, you get a solid, gas-tight connection.
Ferrules require a crimping tool, but a basic ratcheting crimper is 40 shekels and worth every agora. Don't use pliers, you'll get an inconsistent crimp that can pull loose.
Lever-style wire connectors, 2-wire, 3-wire, and 5-wire, 10 packs each. These are the Wago-style connectors with an orange lever. You lift the lever, insert the strip wire, and snap the lever down. That's it. No twisting, no tape, no screwdriver. They're rated for up to 32 amps and accept wire from 0.14 to 4 square millimeters.
This is where I want to address the wire nut misconception. Wire nuts are the traditional twist-on connectors. They work if installed correctly, but they can loosen over time due to thermal cycling. Wires heat up, cool down, expand, contract. Lever connectors maintain constant spring pressure. They're also reusable. Lift the lever, remove the wire, reinsert. For a DIYer who might need to reconfigure something, that's huge.
They're more expensive per unit. Maybe 2 shekels per connector versus 50 agarot for a wire nut. But we're talking about a total investment of maybe 60 shekels for enough connectors to do every light fixture and outlet repair in an apartment. Safety critical, cheap, and they remove skill from the equation. That's exactly where Tier 1 should spend money.
Common grommets, 10, 16, and 20 millimeter inner diameter in 10 packs. These are the rubber or plastic rings that snap into desk cable holes to protect cables from sharp edges. Without a grommet, a network cable rubbing against a metal desk hole will eventually wear through the jacket.
Rubber feet, 8, 12, and 16 millimeter diameter, 20 packs each. Self-adhesive, for protecting floors from furniture legs, stopping a keyboard from sliding, or dampening vibration on a speaker. They're the item you don't think about until you notice a scratch on your floor.
What does this all add up to? Here are the concrete shopping lists you need.
Let's start with the buy first list for someone starting with nothing. This is the minimum viable tier 1 that covers 80% of common jobs across all four Israeli wall substrates. Write this down. 104 by 30 millimeter wood screws, 106 by 30 millimeter nylon expansion plugs, 57.5 by 72 millimeter concrete screws, 50M4 by 20 millimeter machine screws with matching nuts and washers, 100 200 millimeter cable ties, and a set of lever connectors, 2 wire, 3 wire, and 5 wire, 10 of each.
That list is maybe 150 shekels total, and it gets you through furniture assembly, basic shelving on concrete, light drywall jobs, cable management, and minor electrical repairs. It's the foundation. Everything else builds on it.
The compact version for limited storage. Buy the same items, but in smaller quantities. 50 packs instead of 100 packs where possible, and put everything in a single 24-compartment small parts organizer. You can fit the entire Tier 1 in a box the size of a shoebox. Label each compartment with the size and type. The labeling is not optional. If you can't find it, you don't have it.
The generous version for minimizing trips. Double all quantities and add 100 packs of 8x40mm nylon plugs, 8x92mm concrete screws, and 300mm cable ties. Add a 50 pack of M5x20 machine screws with nuts and washers. This fills a medium tool bag and means you essentially never run out mid-project.
The top 10 Tier 1 items most likely to rescue a stalled project. Number 1, 4x30mm wood screws. Number 2, 6x30mm nylon expansion plugs. Number 3, 7.5x72mm concrete screws. Number 4, M4x20 machine screws with nuts. Number 5, 200mm cable ties. Number 6, lever-style wire connectors. Number 7, 8x40mm universal nylon anchors. Number 8, metal self-drilling drywall anchors. Number 9, 3mm heat shrink tubing. Number 10, 25x25mm corner braces.
Every one of those items is something where, if you don't have it, the project stops right there. Not slows down. Stops. And the total cost of those 10 items is probably under 200 shekels.
Now, storage and replenishment. The system only works if you maintain it. When you finish a project and you've used your last 6x30 nylon plug, put the empty bag on your phone case or stick a note on the fridge. Restock that week. The Tier 1 kit is a living inventory, not a one-time purchase.
Label everything with both the size and the date you bought it. Some items, especially nylon anchors and cable ties, can degrade over years, particularly if stored in a hot Israeli apartment without climate control. Nylon gets brittle. If you're pulling out anchors you bought 5 years ago and they snap when you squeeze them, replace the batch.
That's your Tier 1 kit. But before we wrap, I want to leave you with one question.
What's the one Tier 1 item you've been burned by not having? The screw, the anchor, the connector that was missing when you needed it most? We want to hear those stories. They'll shape what we emphasize in Tier 2.
Because Tier 2 is coming, and it's going to cover plumbing, electrical, and specialty fasteners. Tier 3 after that, adhesives, sealants, and tapes. Tier 4 will be the project-specific deep stash, but Tier 1 is the foundation. If you stock this list, you will finish more projects on the same day you start them. That's the whole point.
Thanks to our producer, Hilbert Flumingtop. This has been My Weird Prompts. Tell us your missing hardware horror stories. Email the show at show@myweirdprompts.com.
Or don't. And just enjoy the satisfaction of having the right screw the next time you need it. And now, Hilbert's daily fun fact.
In the 1920s, a British expedition in Somaliland documented a rare atmospheric phenomenon known as the Green Ray. a brief flash of emerald light visible at the moment the sun's upper limb disappears below a perfectly clear horizon, only to have the observation dismissed for decades as optical illusion until satellite imagery confirmed the refractive mechanism in the 1990s.
It was real the whole time.
Vindication, half a century late.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, my weird prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The hosts dig in, the hosts dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from law. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.